Tomorrow night, many eyes will be on Times Square as officials drop the ball to bring in the new year. WBGO's Scott Pringle took an in-depth look at how that tradition started.
The very first Times Square celebration to bring in the new year was back in 1904.
When they came here to Times Square the first couple of years, they did fireworks. The hot ashes would rain down on the revelers below, burning their heads. Not a great way to start the new year.
So Jeff Strauss with Countdown Entertainment says in 1907, the New York Times asked its chief electrician, Walter Palmer, to come up with a new idea.
And he was inspired by a maritime tradition that they still do to this day in ports around the world, where they drop a time ball at noon so that navigators out at sea can adjust their timepieces to local time. He combined that tradition with a new technology, the electric light bulb, to create a lighted time ball that would drop at midnight.
Strauss says up until the mid-1990s, the ball was lowered by hand.
Six guys, four guys on ropes, one gentleman had a stopwatch and a supervisor, and they do it all by hand, and they would get it right every year. My first year, we decided to go computer controls, electronic winch, tied into the atomic clock in Colorado, and unfortunately, the ball was about 3 seconds late. First screw-up of 1996. Since then, I gotta say, we've been doing it really well.
Now, there have been several versions of the ball over the years. The first one made from iron and wood and was covered with 125-watt light bulbs. There were three other balls up until 1999 when the crystal ball was created. It's still used today. More than 2,600 Waterford crystal triangles are bolted to LED modules, which are then attached to the frame of the ball. And every year, some of these triangles are swapped out for different color themes. Electrician Bob Stoltz has that all-important job.
It's a lot of hours, a lot of manpower, tedious, cold, fingertip-hurting work.
Artisan Tom Brennan says the crystal triangles are handcrafted with the help of people around the world.
The planning is 364 days of the year, so all year round it's a team of engineers, a team of craftsmen, a team of marketeers, not just in Ireland, but here in the US, in Australia, across Europe.
There are 32,000-plus LED lights on the ball,
generating over 7.5 billion light combinations that will be and can be seen from space.
Tim Tompkins with the Times Square Alliance says the confetti came in the 90s. 3,000 pounds of it tossed on revelers below as the ball drops.
About 100 people that are at the tops of buildings all around Times Square that throw it out by hand at midnight. They actually start throwing it about 45 seconds before midnight because they're so far up that it takes a while for it to fall down.
And on that confetti, thousands of wishes.
It's about this moment when we say, there's a new year, there's a new beginning, and I want something new and better, either for myself or for the world.
So there you have it. An estimated 1 billion people worldwide will watch this ball as it takes 60 seconds to make its way down the pole to bring in 2018. In Times Square, Scott Pringle, WBGO News.